Hello and welcome. This is Joseph Jones with the Schoolhouse 302. And this is a part of our One Thing series. We have a special guest this afternoon, Carrie Barber. She is a longtime math teacher. She served as department chair for many years, and now she is an instructional specialist that oversees science and mathematics. We're going to continue with our One Thing series today, focusing on bringing teachers back in start of a new school year and how to do so with a bang. And this series is designed really to keep things simple. Getting the simple is our theme. That doesn't imply that things aren't complex. We just don't want them to be complicated. So, welcome, Carrie.
Thank you.
So the question I have for you is, what is something that administrators need to consider when bringing teachers back that they often overlook?
I think the one thing that administrators forget to consider is that they need to model what it is they want their teachers to do. Just like as classroom teachers, we model what we want our students to do, or as PD presenters, we model what we want new strategies to look like. I think that administrators sometimes forget that stand and deliver is not the best way to communicate information. So they need to model ways to communicate information to their teachers in the same ways they want their teachers to behave with their students.
I think that's excellent, Carrie. I think it also would be very difficult. You know, it's interesting because so many times as an administrator, we want to just disseminate information. This may also force us to consider the message we're sending. Any suggestions on how they could go about doing that? So if they want to model, you know, what they expect teachers to do in the classroom, replicate best practices, any suggestions on that?
I think with today and the flipped classroom, the way that you can present information that they can see through video or some way online, and then when you're together, be able to take their questions or check for understanding of what the information is that you wanted to have them learn. If it's new policies in the school, you could also do some sort of station activity with the teachers that they come back. They could go to small little sessions instead of sitting in an auditorium for 3 hours and perhaps just listening to one speaker after another. I think that the focus is lost. Their minds are back in getting their classroom set up. So if you can do something active with the teachers, you're going to be able to get your point across.
Excellent, Carrie. These are great ideas. So just to summarize, administrators could embrace the idea of blended learning and deliver some information through a blended model, especially some of that information that just needs to be disseminated.
Yes.
The other is to have some type of, not necessarily a gallery walk, but just not the stand and deliver. Have stations set up, something where teachers can be mobile, which I think goes to the last point, is we have to make this interactive for teachers and keep them engaged as we would want our own students to be engaged in a classroom.
Absolutely.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much. This has been fantastic. I have to admit, I love the blended idea. I think doing more of that would be powerful, would save a lot of time, and get teachers focused on what they need to focus on, which is getting ready for students in their classroom.
Yep.
Thank you very much for being a part of the Schoolhouse.
Thank you.